Sermon, Instruction to Sanitarium and Restaurant Workers. Los Angeles, California, September 9, 1905. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Isaiah 58, verse 1-3. The people here mentioned are represented as bringing a charge against God. They have been active in observing the outward forms of worship, and they complain because God does not acknowledge their works, and because He does not answer their prayers. But the Lord charges them with neglecting His work and refusing to follow His way. Behold, He says, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure, and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Verses 3, 4. It is possible for us to be deceived in regard to our relation to God. We are not to reproach our Maker if we do not see everything worked out just as we desire. Let us rather examine ourselves to see if we are keeping His words. In contrast with the worship offered Him by this people, God places the work that He desires them to perform. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Verse 5. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Verses 6, 7. Here is a work for every individual. Christ's followers are to relieve the necessities of humanity wherever they see suffering or oppression. They are ever to be ready to speak a word in season to him that is weary. We have a work to do for others. We cannot afford to live merely for ourselves. We are to represent the great medical missionary who came to our world to seek and save that which was lost. When we do the work to which God calls us, we are assured of His blessing. A divine prescription. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. The great physician will care for those who carry on the work that he did when he was in our world. Are you sick? Here is a prescription that will restore you to health. As you forget yourself and take an unselfish interest in those around you, the mighty healer will acknowledge your work and give you strength beyond your expectations. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy rearward. Verse 8. Who is our righteousness? The Lord Jesus Christ. Let us study the record of His life on this earth. Let us carry out the principles that He has given for us to follow. Then His righteousness will go before us, and His glory will be our rearward. What shall I do, that I may inherit eternal life? Asked the lawyer of Christ. What is written in the law? How readest thou? The Savior said. The lawyer answered, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And Christ replied, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. Luke 10, verse 25-28. Those who will obey these two great principles will have the constant blessing of God. How to receive an answer to our prayers. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and He shall say, Here I am. Isaiah 58, verse 9. Do you feel that your prayers are unanswered? Then do as Christ directs you. In His word, He has declared it. By His Spirit, He testifies to it. Will you follow the directions? Will you relieve the necessities of those around you? Will you work in behalf of the oppressed? In such work, you will have the comfort of the grace of God. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and He shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Verses 9-11. I thank the Lord with heart and soul and voice for this assurance. When in trouble, you may not always feel the assurance of help, but you can always say, The Lord has said it, and I will trust in Him. And they that be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundation of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Verse 12. These words outline our work. We are to repair the breach that has been made in the law of God, to exalt the downtrodden fourth commandment. We are to point out the right path, which has been lost sight of. A false Sabbath has been exalted in the place of the Sabbath of Jehovah, and many have lost their bearings. By vigilance and faithfulness in following the true path, we are to direct them aright. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor Him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Verses 13-14. Not finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Verse 13. Then whose words will you speak? The very words that Christ has given to comfort, to encourage, to bless, to lift up those that are bowed down. God has given you a mind, that you may speak words to help others. Do not feed it with trash. Do not injure it by the use of tobacco or alcohol. None of us have any too much mind, and we should do our utmost to improve that which we have. We cannot afford to allow the mind to be dominated by evil for one moment. For thus, we might lose an opportunity to speak a word in season to some soul ready to perish. The responsibility of winning souls to Christ rests upon us, and we must work for their salvation. We are not to speak our own words, working for our own personal benefit. We are to study how best to relieve the suffering and the oppressed, how best to help the needy and distressed. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. Verse 14. He is your power, your health, your life, and your salvation. Trust in Him every moment. Pray to Him, and ask Him to keep you in your going out and your coming in. Ask Him to preserve your soul, that it shall not be beguiled by the enemy. Light reading. I ask you to put away from your homes all light reading. Do not fill the house with magazines, so that when one comes in, the first thing he picks up is a magazine. The Lord has nothing to do with such reading. It fills the mind with trash. Those who indulge in it are bringing to the foundation wood, hay, and stubble. It is a sin in the sight of God to give the mind to such reading, for He claims our thoughts. We are to serve Him with the mind. In the Bible, you will find reading that will be food to the soul. We have no time to spend in light reading. Let us study what saith the Word of God. Let us find out from the Scriptures what are the conditions of salvation. Have you become acquainted with your neighbors, that you may tell them of the truth? Take your Bible and call on them. Read them some of those passages of Scripture that are the most comforting. Show them that you have an interest in their eternal welfare. God wants you to help them to place their minds in a right channel. In the Word of God, the truth in regard to the observance of the Lord's Sabbath is plainly stated. But the world is in ignorance of God's requirements. Shall it be that when you meet your neighbors in the day of judgment, they will charge you with neglect, saying, "You knew of these things? Why did you not tell us?" May God help us to realize that our words are a talent, more precious than gold and silver. May He help us to speak only words of comfort and consolation. Remember that a large number of angels were cast out of heaven because of rebellion. These angels are continually striving to turn into wrong channels the minds of those who are seeking to obey the Lord. But if you will walk in the path of obedience to God's requirements, He will watch over you and guard you from evil. He will strengthen you and cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth. Light on Health Reform. Nearly 40 years ago, the Lord opened up before us the principles of health reform. At that time, I was very weak physically. Sometimes I would faint away 2 or 3 times at the day, and I thought, as many today think, that flesh meat was the only food that would keep up my strength. But in mercy, the Lord showed me that flesh meat is not necessary to maintain strength, and that it is not the best food. Since that time, increased light upon health reform has been given. In grains, fruits, vegetables, and nuts are to be found all the food elements that we need. If we will come to the Lord in simplicity of mind, He will teach us how to prepare wholesome food free from the taint of flesh meat. One time, Dr. Trawl said to me, "I must tell you that you put forth too much strength when you stand before the people. If you continue to do as you are doing, you cannot live over 3 years, and I do not know that you can live 3 months." I had with me a copy of the book, How to Live, and I asked Dr. Trawl if he would read the book. He replied that he would, and I let him take it. A few days afterward, he said to me, "Mrs. White, where did you get your instruction in medical science?" I replied that I had received it by revelation from God. As he handed the book back to me, he said, "That book is filled with truth. I hope it may have a wide circulation." Dr. Trawl was an unbeliever, and he used often to speak against our ministers, but he would never say one word against Mrs. White. He is now dead, and I, whom he thought could live only a short time, have been preserved all these years. I shall soon be 78 years old. I have placed myself in the hands of God, and He has sustained me, enabling me to bear my testimony in many parts of the world. Early experiences. When the state fair was held in Battle Creek, our people took with them onto the grounds 3 or 4 cooking stoves and demonstrated how good meals might be prepared without the use of flesh meat. We were told that we set the best table on the ground. Whenever large gatherings are held, it is your privilege to devise plans whereby you can provide those who attend with wholesome food. And you are to make your efforts educational. The Lord gave us favor with the people, and we had many wonderful opportunities to demonstrate what could be done through the principles of health reform to restore to health those whose cases had been pronounced hopeless. At one time, the wife of the high school teacher in Battle Creek was thrown from a sleigh and seriously injured. We took her into our house, which was close by, and cared for her. The doctor called, and when he saw what we were doing, he said, "You are doing the very best that can be done. I leave the case with you." She recovered. Some years afterward, she came to my house, bringing her husband and her little girl. She said to the child, "This is Mrs. White. You would not be here today if she had not saved my life several years ago." We knelt down together and thanked the Lord for His mercy. The light on the subject of health reform was given by the Lord, and we are not to depart from it. The Lord has put into the minds of some a knowledge of how to prepare wholesome articles of food. But it is not His design that this knowledge shall be confined to a few. In every family, there should be those who understand the science of healthful cooking. Restaurant work. Light was also given that in the cities there would be opportunity to do a work similar to that which we did on the Battle Creek Fairgrounds. In harmony with this light, hygienic restaurants have been established. But there is grave danger that our restaurant workers will become so imbued with the spirit of commercialism that they will fail to impart the light which the people need. Our restaurants bring us in contact with many people. But if we allow our minds to be engrossed with the thought of financial profit, we shall fail to fulfill the purpose of God. He would have us take advantage of every opportunity to present the truth that is to save men and women from eternal death. I have tried to ascertain how many souls have been converted to the truth as a result of the restaurant work here in Los Angeles. Some may have been saved, but many more might be converted to God if every effort were made to conduct the work in God's order and to let light shine into the pathway of others. I would say to the workers connected with the restaurant, do not continue to work as you have been working. Seek to make the restaurant a means of communicating to others the light of present truth. For this purpose only have our restaurants been established. The food work must not be so enlarged that it will call for the talent that should be put to use in the ministry or in other lines of evangelistic work. There is danger that the restaurant work will employ those who are needed to take an active part in house-to-house labor and in various lines of missionary work. Some who have been held in the restaurant should have been engaged in helping Elder Simpson in his efforts to present the truth. The workers in the Los Angeles restaurant and the members of the Los Angeles Church need to be thoroughly converted. To everyone has been given the talent of intellect. Have you received power to prevail with God? As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. John 1, verse 12. We should put forth greater efforts to teach the people the truths of health reform. At every camp meeting, an effort should be made to demonstrate what can be done in providing an appetizing, wholesome diet from grains, fruits, nuts, and vegetables. In every place where new companies are brought into the truth, instruction should be given in the science of preparing wholesome food. Workers should be chosen who can labor from house to house in an educational campaign. You prepare food for those who come to the restaurant for meals, but what efforts are you putting forth to teach them the commandments of God and point them to the path of life? The restaurant should be a place where a holy influence is exerted. Do not give your patrons merely the newspapers to read. Let them have the publications that are filled with truth. Endeavor to become acquainted with those with whom you are brought in contact. Lead them on to inquire in regard to the truth, and then have ready some tract or book that will answer their question. In this way, seeds of truth may be sown, and the time will come when some of it will spring up unto life eternal. Heavenly angels are waiting to cooperate with those who work on the side of truth and righteousness. The enemy of souls is working diligently to bring in his so-called science that will make of God and of Christ a non-entity. His delusions are flooding the world, but we cannot conceive of what will be in the future. Sanitarium work in Southern California. We are so thankful that God has opened the way for us to secure such favorable locations for our institutions in Southern California. He brought first to our notice the buildings now occupied by the Fernando School. When someone wrote and told me of the buildings that were offered for sale at such reasonable prices, I replied, "Lose no time in securing the property." The instruction given was obeyed, and for 2 or 3 years a school has been conducted there. God calls upon you to take a greater interest in this school than you have taken in the past. The Lord has wonderfully opened up the way for us to establish sanitariums. These institutions should be centers of education. They should be conducted by men and women who have the fear of God in their hearts, and who can speak words in season, bringing to troubled souls the comfort of the grace of God. This is the work that should be done in every sanitarium. For a long time, we have desired to see a work begun in Redlands. Now, in the providence of God, we have come into possession of Loma Linda. This will give us an influence in Redlands and Riverside, enabling us to find openings for the proclamation of present truth. This beautiful property was offered to us at a very low price. It is completely furnished. We have only to take possession. We trust that our people will rally to the support of this institution, that it may not be burdened with a large interest-bearing debt. A reform needed. At this time, when Satan is rallying his forces, shall the people of God lay off the armor and go to sleep? Shall we do nothing, or shall we remember that there is one who says, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. Many have so little faith in God that he is unable to work for them. Elder Simpson has labored diligently and faithfully in Los Angeles, and the Lord has given him success. But his success would have been far greater had the church rallied to his support, had every member been consecrated to God. Some have thought that Elder Simpson should labor for the church. The church members should rather have assisted Elder Simpson by going to their neighbors and telling them of the truth, inviting them to attend the meetings. There is now a large number of believers in Los Angeles. Many of these should be fitting themselves to work for the Master, that the truth may go forth as a lamp that burneth. Read the 58th chapter of Isaiah. Read it over many times, and you will receive a deeper impression each time. I have always felt a deep interest in the work in Southern California. For more than 20 years, this part of the state has been represented to me as an important field. Our people should be ready to meet those who come and go, and speak to them the words of life. They should scatter the publications containing present truth. The Lord will do great things for those who cooperate with Him.